A town in Western Australia's north is hoping immersing Aboriginal youth in their culture is the solution to the area's crime problem. The Runga Runga program would see at-risk children and their families learn from the local Mirrawung and Gudjerong elders. Beth Rutter is the partnership coordinator of MG Corporation, which represents the two Aboriginal groups. She told The Wire's Rachel McDonald how the idea came about.
We had a meeting with our community and our elders down by the river a few months ago to talk about some of the issues that we're having in our town here, to do with kids on the street and juvenile crime. And the elders said that the reason why this is happening is because these kids don't know themselves. They don't know their identity. They haven't grown up in enough strong culture. So they wanted to take a frontline approach and really tackle this problem. And the idea was that they would take them out on a cultural trek through our MG lands and teach them traditional ways of hunting, fishing, and teach them about the land and about MG culture and just really instill that self-identity in them. So what we came up with was the Runga Runga program, which means to listen in Mirrawung. And it would require community liaison officers along with some elders from our community and the kids in question, some of the high-risk kids that are maybe on their way to Banksia detention facility, and their families as well, and taking them out on a one or two night trek in country and doing all that sort of mentorship stuff that they're just not getting at the moment in the traditional youth justice system, and then coming back to town, and the community liaison workers would still work with the kids and their families, so still creating that sort of mentoree relationship.
So is this program only for at-risk kids, or would it also be for children who have already been sent to the detention centre?
So we've sort of targeted around the idea of at-risk kids, mainly because it's such a big problem at the moment that we need an immediate change. We need something to happen, you know, tomorrow. So working with kids that are still in the community is a lot easier. But if there were kids that had been returned back to community after being in Banksia for a while, they would definitely be, yeah, absolutely, they would be targeted as well.
Are you aware of anywhere else where a similar program has been put in place?
Yeah, there's the Yiriman program. They run a similar program, but they take the kids out for about a week during the school holidays. But yeah, that's considered best practice in the sector, and we've kind of taken elements of that to shape this one.
So that's had positive impacts?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's very well regarded nationally as a youth justice alternative.
So how far along are you in getting this project off the ground?
So we had a really successful meeting a couple of weeks back with the Premier of WA and the Chief Justice, where we tabled this proposal. It was really well received. We also had support from other organisations in town, other Aboriginal corporations, the Shire, the Chamber of Commerce and the police. So we've had really positive feedback from that, including the Chief Justice writing to us and saying that even though he's retiring, he still wants to be involved and support us. So really, if we could get some funding, we could get the Runga Runga program happening within a month or two.
What is it about a cultural trek that you believe would have a better incentive for young people to, I guess, find a better way than the disincentive of a detention centre?
We see it as the youth justice at the moment, like they're up to their ears in issues. You know, we really admire the work that the police and everybody do, but it's just gotten to a stage at the moment that we don't have enough people to deal with it. So offering an alternative that is based in culture and tradition will hopefully instill that value in the kids. And also because we're working with the parents as well and the whole family unit, so a lot of the time parents haven't been taught how to be good parents. So by building their capacity as well, we're hoping that as a family unit they'll sort of improve and, you know, want to be part of a thriving MG community again.
Beth Rutter, Partnerships Coordinator at the Mirrawung and Gudjerong Corporation, speaking with The Wire's Rachel McDonald.